Shir should be a special source for everyone when you're Rosh Hashanah. And the Nishmas Maris Chanabas from Sagiona, Sadachanabas from Meir Zev, Rav Alexander Zusha ben Reb Yosef, and Reb Shmuel Pinchas ben Yaakov Tzvi. It says in the Pasuk in Mishle, Perak Aleph Pasuk Hei, Yishma Chocham, Yosef Lekach, Benovon, Tachbulos, Yikne. Gra explains, Yishma Chocham, Yosef Lekach, Aide Kol Anizkar Leel, Yishma Chocham, Yosef Od Lekach. Chocham, Umishal Amad Harbe, Chenom Rashigachod Merabosa, Yosef Chocham. So when it says, Yishma Chocham, Yosef Od Lekach, it's talking about what we spoke about earlier. And he should hear from this, and he should even add more learning, more lessons. And who's a chacham? A chacham is somebody who learned a lot. And therefore he should take more from his rabbeim and add chachma. So, explains the Sefer Zashar, as follows, that when the Gra says, kol anizkar la'el, it's lekol tikun sura sa'adam. That's what the Gra was talking about earlier in his parish. All the ways of fixing a person, b'das, b'midos, b'maisa. So the girl was talking about earlier. We have to understand. The Yishma Chacham, the Yosef Lekach, is Shaykh to the Mahalchei HaChachma Be'atzmam. That the Chachma Mikoich Atzma is Machayebes, another Shmi and another Shmi, and Nocher, you have to hear more and more. But in order to do that, you don't need the whole Tikkun of Midos and Maisa, you just have to keep hearing. We have to say that besides the Mahalach of Chachma, in the Derech of Tosefes Shmiah, of hearing more, there's another Mahalach of Tosefes, and that's the Inyan Miyuchad Shel Aliyah, that a person goes into a matzav of Shomeo Mosif. And the Tochana Inyan of this matzav is that as when it comes to a regular Mahalach of Chachma, the Shmiah that's added on is only what is Munach b'Shmiah Atzma. It's only what's licked into Etzem Shmiah, what's already encompassed in the hearing. So in this special Mahalach, the Shmiah obligates a Hosafa more than what's in the actual Shmiah. If you're in a regular Mahalach of Chachma, so Shmiah is only Mechayiv what's Munach in the actual Shmiah. You have a Shmiah, and whatever this Shmiah tells you obligates you to hear more within that actual Shmiah. In this Mahalach, in this special Mahalach that we're talking about here, there's a Tanai. The Hosafa is more than what's actually in the Shmiah. There's a Tanai of Alidei Kol Nizkar La'el. In other words, after the whole Tikkun, you get to a massive of Aliyah that there's Tosefes and there's Chedushim Me'ever LaShmiah. So this is a Shomeo Mosif, like it says in Avos Vavav. It's not only what's encompassed in the actual Shmiah, but even more, even in the realm of Midos and Maisa. It goes out of its boundaries, it expands. A more broad Shmiah. And the content of the difference between these two Matzavim is also the content of the difference between Tamid and Musaf. Tamid is the carbon that's Mekayimus HaDvarim K'moshehem Perisho Shel Davar. Tamid is always called Karbani Lachmi LiYishai. Lechem is the food that's required for the Kiyum Gufo Shel Adam. Beis Seudos LiYom are the Ikar Achila of a person. That's the Mazon that's required for Kiyum HaGuf. The name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Chai HaOlamim. In other words, he's the Chiyus of all the Olamos. Kadosh Baruch Hu in relationship to the world is Kineshama Laguf. And just like by Kiyom Aguf, you need two Sudos, So too kiviyachol, the sipuk of the chiyus of the world, of the chaya olamim, is b'derech shel beis tamidim liyom. So you have two tamidim, that's the ikar chiyus of the world, is the ikar chiyus of a person. Musaf is a tosefes. Etzim shmo shel akorban. Mei tshuba b'shvil haribui, b'shvil yeser. It's adding. B'chol yomos hachol, since we're talking about the regular mahalach of the world, they have the chiyus that's required for the kiyum of the world, and that's it, no more. And a yantif, which is connected to the inyan apnimi shel ha'olam, to the ikar shefa of the world, there the carbon musaf has to be added for this tosefes. Now we're in the mahalach apnimi. Now we're in the ikar shefa of the world. We're not in the regular mahalach of the world. Now we go to the source, so you need a different carbon for added shefa. That's what happens on a yomtif. What is the word tov? Tov is shefa v'shlemus b'li gvul. And therefore tov is shayach to the midah of chesed. Rav chesed v'emes. B'targum. U'maske l'meh v'otav v'anuk shot. Shmos l'amadal r'vav. That he does a lot of good and truth. So this Rav Chesed is Tov. Tov is Shaykh to Chesed. For Rav Chesed is Tavavon. Tes Beis Vav Nun. That Hashem does a lot of good. That's the Chesed. Tov is Shefa v'shlemus b'li gvul, and therefore it's Shaykh to Chesed. If you look at the word Ra, it tells you what Tov is. Ra is Davar Mufsak, Ra'ua lo yatsiv, something shaky, something unstable. Ra is Ro'a Aretz. The earth is unstable, the earth is shaky, it says in Isaiah 24:19. B'lashon HaKodesh, whenever you want to make something small, you add on to the word. For example, ra'ua is diminishing the ra. Atzitz is diminishing the eitz. Elil is diminishing the kel. Kol teruah is a kol mufsak. Ra is something that's cut off. Something that's shaky. Something that's not shalem. Lefizeh tov is complete shlemus. The mahalchim that are ruling in the world are tov and ra, perusho shel davar, sheyesh hafsaka, hein b'tov, there's hafsaka in the good, and the shefa without gvul, there's hafsaka, and also b'din, like Choni Amagel said, ribono shalom anchei tzol shal tzeitzim mitzvayim, yeucholim lo brov tov lo furanis, kas lehem en yeucholim lamod, ishbat lehem tov en yeucholim lamod. There has to be hafsak in the din also. We can't take too much peranus. There's hafsak in the good and hafsak in the bad. Therefore, the mahalach of the world is berachamim. Hein hashpa shel tov shel chesed, hein hashpa shel din. Like Choni Amagel said, we can't even take the rov tova. Caused us to sin. We can't take the rov din. It's too much. So therefore, we need rachamim, that there should be hafsak in both. Chesed mitzad atzmo nogea rak l'mashpia. We're talking about chesed, that's only nogea to the mashpia, there's no siachsis to the makabel. And therefore it's b'li gvul. Because if it's the mashpia, Hashem is b'li gvul, kiviyoch. Rachamim relates to the makabel. Like the Gemara is mechalek between tztaka, which is rachamim, and Gemilus Chesed. Stuck is La'anim. Only Tanim. Gemilus Chesed is to everybody. Sukkah Mem Tessam at Beis. Chesed Hashba B'li Gvul. Rachamim Lefidah Makabel. So it's limited. It stops. Tov Be'etzem. It's shayach only to Olam Haba. And therefore, schar, which comes b'shleimus, is only in Olam Haba. L'man yidav lach rach liyav, l'man yidav lach l'olam shkulo tov, l'man yuchin yamecha l'olam shkulo aruch, k'dushan lam etes amet beis. Only there it's going to be complete. B'yom tov, anu amdim b'sod ha-malach ha-gavoh yotir. We're in the higher mahalach. Olam Haba. Schar, b'toch seder, l'zman shel Olam Hazeh. And if we have the carbon musaf, which is about Tosefes, Zeh Okiyum Achiyus Shel Tosefes Zubi Yomtev. Even on the musaf, we find in the pasuk, Bamibro Chav Ches Chav Dalet, Lashon Lechem, the Musafi HaPesach. To me, the Marmakayim Lechiyus. And Musaf, Marmakayim Lechiyus Chiyus. The additional chiyus of the world, or mishtayech to the yolam shikulo tov. Maral in the Sefer Teferis, Perek Lamedalet, brings from the Medrash Osios of Rabbi Akiva, Eluchav Beis Osios, Ubisha Shibikish Libras Olam. Yardu Ram Lufanaya Kadosh Baruch Hu, Zeom Relefanav, Bitibar, Tibras Olam, Zeom Relefanav, Bitibras Olam, all Osios came to God. They wanted God to create the world with that letter. First Tuf comes in. He wanted the world to be created with him. Because Torah Tzivalanu Moshe, that's a Tuf, Torah. The Hashem says no. There's another pasuk, Vesvesa Tov, which is about sinners being punished, putting a tuff on their foreheads. So the tuff went out sadly, and then the shin comes in. Kolos Vos is in the Sefer Teferis and Perek Lamed Daled. And then the beis comes in. It says, Rabbono Shel Olam, I want you to create the world with me. You say Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Makabel, and he created the world with a beis, Bereishis Bara, because beis is also bracha. Another medrash, Lama bebeis, Shu Lashon Bracha, Velo Ba'alef, Shu Lashon Ar. Beis is bracha, Aleph is Ar, therefore the world was created with a beis. Ibn Ezra, in his Hakdama to the Torah, says there are a lot of psukim that beis is, a lot of words that beis aren't so good. It's one example, many examples. So Maral answers that what the medrash means is that beis is a cheftz of bracha. The whole inyan of Beis is Tosefes. So Beis is Shorosh HaRibui. What's in the same 1 and 2? 1 is without any Tosefes. 2 starts with the Tosefes. 2 and 3 is not much of a difference. They're both Tosefes. But there's a fundamental in the same 1 and 2. Beis is 2. So that's a Ribui. Vor b'dvarav, that the bria was never mahal shel bracha. That's the bria. Torah is aleph. Why aleph? Aleph is anochi. That's the aleph. Torah is makom shel yichidus, but lo tosefes. That's the oneness, the unity of Hashem. But the world is the ribui, beis, birat dvarim. Leolam ein musak shel shnayim b'tor makor. Hashorish hu echad. V'chol inyan hashnayim hu rak tosefet v'ribui al hayachid. There's no musug of two as a makor. The shorish is one. Shnayim is a tosefes and a ribui on the yachid. This is clear. Since the makor of the bria is one, and the melech has to start by yechidus, and then the tosefes of the bria is going to add on to that. But the shorish is one. In the Bria, there's no place for a mitzios, two mitzios of one. Since the Bria is one, When you have two, it's not two different mitzvios, it's a tosefus on the original mitzvios, on one mitzvios. And therefore, every shnayim in the bria is bracha, a tosefus in the ribui of the, on the one. There's one, and then we add on to the one. Tosefus, ribui. Gamma was a kefil. What's kefil? The same thing twice. Starts with one, and then it's that one comes again. It's a tosefus on the one. It's not two different mitzvios. It's the same mitzvios twice. It's an adding on to the original mitzvios. Tashlum kefil shidus Rabbeinu Tam and Tosafot Bava Kama Samach Vav. The Rambam, Geneva Aleph Yudalad, this kefil can never be more than double the Karen. Because it's the Karen twice. And that's the Bria, which is Bracha, it's Tosefes Ribu Ala Echad HaKayim. Ula Maisa, the whole Kiyum of Shnayim, Urak B'tzura Shel Kefil, Pamayim Oto Echad. In other words, the two, the second, is B'shayach, is Shayach to the one. Now, so there's a tzeruf. What's it being added on is a tosefes. If it wasn't a tosefes, there wouldn't be a tzeruf between the two. They wouldn't be able to be connected. So it must be that it's connected. What we add on to the second, what's added on to the one, to the source, to the root, is a tosefes. It's an addition. It's not a different mitzius, but it's a hemshech. It's a continuation. So the Shorash of the Bria is Hashem Echad Ushmo Echad. That we don't see in this world. And what we do see is revealed Beribui Tzuros. But all coming from that one. Chachmas Lashon HaKodesh. B'dibur and B'asiyah, there's a hachpala. There's this duality. What is it? That what you decided to do in your pnimius, you actualize in dibur and in maisa. A dibur and a maisa that don't flow from a person's pnimius, don't have a shame maisa. Kol ma sheish b'dibur b'maisa is merely a hachpala notzal po'al of something that's already there. That's why the word kefel, there are two ways to say it. One is milashon peh, pishnayim. Why pishnayim? Why pishnayim? Why is pishnayim double? Because that's what the peh is. The peh is you thought to say something, it's already in your pnimius, and now you're expressing it. So that's the duality. Your dibur is continuing, it's mosif, and what was already inside of you. It's pishnayim peh. So that's in the world of dibur, also in the world of maisa, that you do what you thought to do. So it's kefil's melashon kaf. It's your hand, which is the kliya maisa. It's also double, kefil. Shoneh. Shoneh means to do the same thing again. Another time, another time. So in the word shnayim, which is connected to shoneh, you have odapam. Yuchazu, you do it again. Sheni isn't new, but rather it is what was already in the root. It's a ribui of the Shoresh. The Maral says, famously, Shoresh of Bracha is Beis Reish Chaf. These are all the double letters. Beis is 2, is double 1. Reish is 200, is double 100. Chaf is 20, is double 10. Those are the three letters that are double the previous letter. Beis in Yechidos, Kaf in tens, and Reish in hundreds. Beis in singles. These are all Tosefes Aleyachid. Therefore, Bechor gets double. Kevan Shu Ashoresh L'Ribui Shel Ahav Berech. Al Yada Yesh Efsherut Lasim Et Komata Adam Lemata Lemakom Acher Melashon Lahavrich. You graft. Grafting is adding something on to something else. Graft a tree into the ground, onto another tree. Hishtachava is in the, with the Birkayim. Connecting yourself to the source and adding on. Just like Havracha. There are some things that Etzem Shema is ribui, like Arbe. That even in one Arbe, one locust, you have this union of a lot. That's why it says Melech Ein La Arba V'Yatza Chatzatz Kulo Mishle Aluch of Zayin. Arba doesn't need a king, because a king's job is to unite the individuals. But the teva of Arba is to be a lot. There should be a lot of them around. And it's interesting, when you separate an Arba from all the other Arbas, so its physical characteristics change, it has to be shayach to the ribui. And therefore, arba is always a siman klala, because when you start out with the ribui, if your etzem mahus is ribui, it's a klala. Everything has to be rooted in the source. So we're going to expand on this idea of ribui and tosefes. Mirtz Hashem b'siyata d'shmaya. In the next year. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.